gorgeous Governor Pearl and Mr. Villain and Gigi Luigi on the scene, digging up the truth, if you know what I mean. Oh, the truth's up there, they're hiding it well, with secret files stacked up like a great big spell. They'll say it's a drone or a bird taking flight, but we've seen those tic-tacs sitting left and right. Pentagon meetings, they're all in a fuss. Cover that footage, don't let it discuss. While we're out here wondering what's really the deal, Villain and Luigi just spinning the wheel. Oh, the truth's up there, they're hiding it well, with secret files stacked up like a great big spell. They'll say it's a drone or a bird taking flight, but we've seen those tic-tacs sitting left and right. So when you look up, keep your eyes on the prize, a flashing green saucer right above the skies. With laughter and wit, we'll uncover the game. Villain and Luigi, we're calling their name. Area 51, it's a party inside, with aliens dancing and nowhere to hide. They'll say it's just classified top secret lore, but we're sending out signals, come visit us more. Oh, the truth's up there, they're hiding it well, with secret files stacked up like a great big spell. They'll say it's a drone or a bird taking flight, but we've seen those tic-tacs sitting left and right. So next time you hear a strange sound in the night, just remember, dear friend, it could be quite a sight, with Mr. Villain and Gigi Luigi on fire. But we've seen those tic-tacs zipping left and right.
Welcome to the captivating journey into the world of UFOs, or UAPs, if you're feeling official. In today's episode of the Let Me Take You Higher broadcast, Mr. Villain, which is me, and my co-host Gigi Luigi unravel the mysteries around unidentified flying objects. With the release of the declassified CIA documents, we're diving into the realm of mind-bending stats and jaw-dropping incidents that challenge everything we know about physics and flight. Are we alone in the universe, or is there more to the story? Buckle up as we explore the truth behind the headlines, and from a military perspective, we encounter the cosmic signals that are coming in from 8 billion years ago. So, without further ado, guys, let's jump right into this on the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. Let's roll. All right, Gigi, let's get into this deep stuff. These declassified CIA documents reveal some mind-blowing stats. Are you ready for this? Over 144 UFO incidents have occurred since 2004, with 80 of those caught on radar, infrared, or on other high-tech sensors that the United States has at its disposal. These aren't just people's imaginations. This is hard evidence, Gigi. What say you on the UFO phenomenon that we're currently experiencing?
Okay, so we have 80 pieces of data where UFOs were messing with like high-end military-grade radars, infrared sensors, and like other types of like sensors. I thought you were going to hit me with like, you know, some tinfoil hat, like some like crazy blurry pictures of the night sky of the moon, or like a plastic bag caught on a stick as a Loch Ness monster type of thing. You know, that's the kind of thing I thought you were going to hit me with. But no, like, and there's like what, like, I don't know, between like 18 or 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
Cases where, like, we had these random objects doing things that, you know, our military type weaponry, our jets, our other
they can't maneuver like that. We don't have the technology to maneuver like like that, for no, sure.
To like one, to go above water and in water, like seamlessly, and to travel as fast as it was. And as you said, like traversing, like basically on a dime, like 1 second it can be going like north, next thing you know it's going south and like gaining elevation. And like, it's just crazy.
That's nuts, man. And if you, and that's exactly right, Gigi. These things are going Mach speeds. Like, this is past the speed of sound, making moves that laugh in the face of Newton's laws. No visible propulsion, no wings, yet they're moving like someone's handed them the cheat codes to the universe. And I believe this is true because we've been asking the United States government to give us something because we know they're there. You can look, I've had a few experiences myself. I'm not just saying that because we're on a broadcast, but back when I was a Boy Scout, my whole troop went upside Mount Baden Powell. You can look it up. And we never traversed the other side of that mountain. My whole troop of 15 different Boy Scouts, we woke up on the other side of the mountain at the same time 6 hours later, and we don't know how it all happened. So we don't know what happened. And this was many, many years ago. My mom knows about it. It's a whole situation. We don't talk about it anymore, but it's pertinent for this particular episode. So, I mean, with this being said, there's pros and cons to this kind of stuff. All of this UFO talk, we know people who love to believe in this stuff, but does the data back it up? So what's the pros on this, Gigi? Let's think about it. So there's a legit government interest in this technology, of course, and it has been since the 1950s in Roswell, New Mexico, okay? With the Pentagon openly investigating UAPSs, this is no longer the tinfoil hat theory. We're dispelling that right now. Confirmed sightings. There's 80 incidents with credible evidence like radar and infrared, other normal infrared radars that are out there that we utilize as the United States government. And it's hard to ignore that. Now, there are people with high ranking in the military, in the Air Force, that say, there's no way we have that capability. We've seen this thing dart in and out of water, the ocean, and there's nothing. I mean, if we're talking military experience and military greatness, what beats America? Who's the next best, you know, military power? China? There's just no way. China just got to the moon. We got there in the 1960s, so it can't be them. Definitely it's not the Russians. Their GDP isn't even anywhere near $2 trillion. So who do you think it is, Gigi? Who, if it's a human, who is it? Like, if it's a human culture, what humans have more military experience than we do?
Well, there's the U.S. military and then the U.S. public, you know, yep. Number two.
Right.
I mean, past that, Elon, I mean, that's a good question.
Damn rockets. Can't be him.
That's a good question because, I mean, like, I mean, Israel has a good military.
But they get their military from us. We give them
exactly. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. China, Russia, they have, you know, pretty decent sized militaries.
Yeah.
So it's who knows?
You know, but it's super crazy because if you think about it, these things are physics defying movements. So when they're going through the sky, and I've never seen one in the sky yet, but I'm sure you live long enough, right? So there are 18 reports where these things seem to break our understanding of flight. We're talking about next level tech or something else entirely. Here's the cons on this, guys. No clear answers. We don't know what they are. We know that the government, our United States government's been tracking this for a very long time, so they're aware of it. So they can't, and they're not saying now, remember back in the day you say, oh, we can either confirm or deny, and just to stay away from Area 51, and don't look in the backyard. No, they're saying, we don't know what this stuff is. There have been multiple admirals, majors, I mean, people of a high influence saying that, hey, we've captured this on tape and we don't know what it is, but it's something we don't know exactly how they have that kind of technology. Even with all this data, there's no smoking gun. No one's saying, yep, that's an alien. Just a lot of we don't knows. So if you're looking at cons, human error and misinterpretation are huge. Many of these sightings could be misidentifications. Weather balloons, drones, or natural phenomenon like like balls of lightning. Because lightning, I mean, you can't really track it. It's very thunderous. But these things you can see, right? But there's a lot of things that are called skepticism overload, right? Because so much of this is still classified. The public fills the blanks with wild theories that are not always helpful. But because of the Freedom of Information Act, which I think it takes between 2 to 5 years to release documents once they're declassified, we're getting a lot of information, Gigi, about what could possibly be out there. What's your feelings on this kind of stuff? Are you pro or against UFOs?
Well, definitely, like, I do believe that, you know, there's definitely life out there. If they made it to Earth, that's tough. But, you know, there's obviously overwhelming evidence to support there's technology out there that blows our minds. And unless the government is just really good at, you know, hiding that technology from us. But at the same time, it just doesn't make sense to me. But who knows?
You know what? Honestly, that's you fall between where the 99% of the rest of us fall between. We're like, I don't know. There's not enough evidence. We don't know what's really out there. But if you think about it, we're just a small grain of sand in the huge work of the entire universe. And of course, there's stuff that's out there 80 billion years away. Now, if you guys know anything about universe and galaxies and physics and Einstein and theories and stuff, you know that from our point, if you're looking forward, you're looking in the past. So anything that you see that you could possibly see with the human eye has already happened. It hasn't reached us yet. So with that being said, let's play devil's advocate here, Gigi. You're the voice of reason, and this is why I rely on you so much, and you're the greatest co-host ever. Hit me with the hard skepticism. What do you got?
All right, let's cut the sci-fi music for a sec. All right, so we can't explain something Just because we can't explain something doesn't mean it's ET, you know, like it could be a lot of things. It could be, who knows? Like, as you said, like the lightning in the sky, it can be the government testing things that they just don't want to release to the public. That's just a tiny fraction of it all.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to say because, like, yeah, it's, I think everyone romanticizes that idea. Aliens are here and they're amongst us, but like, what would that really truly mean? Are they just studying us? Because like, there hasn't been much interaction with society. There's been stories of like them taking water out of like some lake up in, I think, Michigan or something like that. But it's just like, what does it all mean at that point?
Well, I mean, and that's a good question that you bring us to. We'll go back to Orson Welles. Back in the day, he had this whole thing on the radio. It was a war of the world, right? And people panicked, and a lot of people killed themselves because they really thought that we were under alien siege. But if you put yourself in the mind of an alien, I'm just going to say, just for right now, Gigi, put yourself in the mind of an alien. You're from a distant land. Why would you come here? If you think about it, what would make an alien species come to Earth? And I will tell you, and what most scientists believe, is it's basically for our natural resources. We've got water, which is the giver of life, oxygen. I mean, and aliens may not even breathe our oxygen. They may not even drink our water. But if they would come here, they know the resources align here. This is where you would be able to suck those resources out. So if they're coming here, it's not going to be they want to make friends and patty cake, 1, 2, 3, whatever. They're coming here for the resources. Now, that's what I believe, because they have to be. The national security and all that, imagine if Russia or China had some breakthrough tech we couldn't understand, we'd want answers to, just like the Enigma code back in World War II. Plus, just because an object moves weird doesn't mean it's from Alpha Centauri, distant galaxy. It could just be cutting-edge military hardware. But if you think about it, there's no other nation on this planet that has the money that we have to do whatever we like to do with it. And we funnel a lot of our money into the military national complex. So if I was an alien and I knew that this species had resources and the top ranking humanoid are the Americans, or however you want to put it, however they said that we would be, I would be able to come here and dress and act like a human, you think? I mean, look, Gigi, I'm not saying that, but have you ever seen somebody who looked a little off, who didn't really look as human as you might think they should be?
You mean Mark Zuckerberg? You know.
Elon Musk? I don't know.
Yeah, Michael Phelps. Yeah, Mike Zuckerberg. You, Danny DeVito.
Don't do that to Danny. Danny's amazing.
I love Danny DeVito.
Danny, if you're listening.
He definitely looks like an alien.
If you are listening, we love you, buddy. Penguin? I'm not.
But
let's break
this. Alien like, though.
Danny, well, you see, you're going to get me into craziness. I love Danny DeVito, and I won't speak bad of him. I love you, Danny. You're good.
I'm not speaking bad of him.
He said he looked like an alien.
Yeah, well, look, it's not a bad thing.
I thought the Queen could pass for an alien any day of the week. Look, I'm sorry, British people, UK, blah, 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 blah. She looked like an alien to me. I'm sorry. I do like Harry, though, although he doesn't look like his father. I don't know what we're going to say about that. That's a whole nother podcast. But if we do this the right way, 8 billion years ago, now this is true, Gigi, just so you know. 8 billion years ago, there was a radio signal that just now made its way to Earth. Do you know what that even, Gigi, what do you think that means? I mean, come on, let me know. Bring it to me. What do you think?
So the radio waves from 8 billion years ago, like they were sent here.
Yes.
Like, sent so it here. Wasn't, so that means, oh man, that's far away. That would have to be even further away than 8 billion light years, because radio waves would travel slower than that. So
yes. So and just to enlighten our audience, the radio waves we're doing right now are eternal. So once they're broadcast through the radio hemispheres, or however the radio waves work, I'm not Newton or Einstein, but those never leave. They go into space like it's forever. So think about that part when I tell you this. Now let's get galactic. Scientists have picked up radio waves from 8 billion years ago. These fast radio bursts, they're called FRBs, are so powerful, they make our sun look like a flickering light bulb by comparison. They're quick, but they're packed with more energy in a millisecond than the sun does in an entire year. Can you imagine that kind of power? I mean, I don't think there's anything on the planet. There's not. It could even match with that. Because you know it had to be strong to get here from 8 billion years ago. What do you think about
that? That's years. Intense. Especially because of the power. Like, what happens if the, like, what would happen if they hit something? Does it, like, have an impact? Like, that's very intense to be, you know, more powerful than our sun. In a millisecond than it is in a year. That's very intense.
I'm not good at math, y'all, but I will tell you.
That's like some Dragon Ball Z shit. It's like.
That is Super Saiyan.
My power level is 100,000 million. It's like,
I'm
Jesus
telling
Christ.
You, these guys.
You don't need that.
Those are the most strongest aliens we know. Gigi, do you know a stronger alien than Goku? I know you're going to say Vegeta, but don't do it.
I wouldn't say that. I would say Frieza.
Exactly, though. These bursts are coming from deep space. No telling what's out there. Theories range from neutron stars, black holes, to maybe some distant civilization sending us back a cosmic hello. A strong one. So it's like if you met this girl at the bar and her breath is kicking. She doesn't have Banaka. Now, for you guys who know what Banaka is, I love you guys. But if you don't know what Banaka is, it's a spray that you use to moisten your throat and freshen your breath. Can you imagine an alien with that kind of presence, that kind of power in a bar, like, you know, like Star Wars bar, and she's just blowing that stuff out at you? That is the power that we're talking about here. This stuff could, like, destroy planets, the waves from these bursts of radios, these radio waves. But I guess my question is, aside from being in a bar, a cosmic bar, is, Gigi, what do you think about that? Like, I mean, explore your mind on this. It's craziness. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it's absolutely insane.
It's bizarre. Yeah. But what I would tell you guys, like, and look, we're not trying to scare anyone. And there's a couple of you guys, and there's a couple of flat earthers. I know where our audience is from. I get it. And you guys are like, I told you this earth was flat. But no, sir, stop it. This earth is round, but full of radio waves that are bursting at the speed of light in milliseconds, like stronger than the sun. So let's find something else to get scared about, because the flat earth thing, I don't know. Gigi, what do you think about flat earth stuff? Are you there with that? I don't
know. Flat earth, man. Let's look, man, like if you think the earth is flat, that's just like, I believe that says more about like your distrust in the government and society than it does in like your lack of understanding of just basic science. Like,
yeah.
Very basic science. It will tell you that the earth is a globe.
We'll spend a little bit. We're in space right now. We've got astronauts that are stranded in space on the space station. That's just very lightly outside of our Earth's atmosphere. And if you look at the pictures they're bringing back, it looks pretty round. And then we just sent the first civilian crew to space, all man civilian crew. One of them was a billionaire. It always has to be a billionaire. And they sent back pictures, and it was pretty round. I'll just tell you, just maybe move forward.
Who does it benefit to lie about that?
I don't know.
Who wins?
Do you remember the guy who took that freaking, he took a balloon and like a little jet ski. It's like a jet ski balloon thing. He went all the way up to the top of the atmosphere, the stratosphere, and he got trapped and I think he froze to death and fell off the, I don't know. I could be wrong. Guys, if I'm wrong.
I think it like his balloon popped or some shit.
Yes. That's the fall of nightmares. That's the fall that nightmares are made of. And if you guys know more about that story, please email us. We're at letmetakeyouhigherpodcast@gmail.com. We want to know, because we don't like to speak the non-truths, but I saw this guy on a TikTok meme, and he fell off that bike, and it was at the stratosphere. This is thousands of miles above Earth's regular atmosphere. So if you know more about it, just, you know, email us. Either way. But with that being said, maybe, just maybe, they're impressed by our TikTok dances. Maybe aliens want to know how we do the cha-cha-cha on the TikTokers. Because remember, guys, radio waves are forever. When we do signals like this, they transcend the natural order of things. Let me just tell you, these aliens, they may not have mastered space travel, but man, can they hit that whoa, that move, that TikTok meme. Do you think aliens are doing the cha-cha in the universe there, Gigi?
Well, hey, man. Honestly, why not? You know, like, I'm a big fan of, like, how in The Simpsons that we're just, like, kind of like a TV show
for
aliens. I'm a big subscriber to that theory. Okay. I think we're just all a sitcom.
Yeah.
At least that's how I want my life to be viewed, as it's just one giant comedy act, because life's a joke.
And it's that's the thing. You don't want life to be too... If it's too much, you got to reel it back in. Life is supposed to be funny. And there are supposed to be aliens laughing with us. I don't know if these particular aliens are doing that, but they're supposed to be doing it. So where does all this leave us? The Pentagon's report gives us facts. Most UAP sightings have explanations, but a small percentage, is say 1% to 2%, don't have any explanation. That's where the mystery remains. Are we dealing with secret military projects or something much bigger? Gigi, what do you think about that?
Look, as someone who's seen some classified military stuff, I know that the tech out there is pretty advanced. Just some things, like some of the reports, what they reported is just, man, it's hard to believe that it is exactly what it is. Like, yeah. You want to believe that, again, that's aliens and such like that. And it's very simple to be like, oh, yeah, like, clearly. But, like, on one hand, the military has developed some pretty high-tech stuff, and they're trying to keep it confidential. I totally understand that. And then on the other hand, it's like, that's, like, way too advanced to, like, that's, like, going from, like, horse and buggy to, like, you know, motorcycles. Like
steam engine. I mean...
Not even like something even beyond like a Ferrari. Like,
okay. Yeah, I'll go that way.
You skipped a few steps.
No, like 4 or 5 fucking steps.
Yeah, no, like how did this advance? Like, it was like, wait a minute. So like, you're just like, I think one of the theories of how like that operates is like it somehow traverses dimensions differently or something like that. I don't know. It's just so.
Okay. So I'm not sure, Gigi, if you know what the CERN Institute, CERN, and I think it's located in either Sweden or Finland, but they smash atoms all the time, trying to create a dimensional portal, a gateway to other universes, because they believe in the multi-universe theory. Now, there's a lot of people who say that the CERN Institute is a demonic representation of like demons on Earth. And if you look at the CERN Institute, that's CERN, they have a lot of demonic symbolism. Like they have Baphomet, the satanic lord, demon, whatever. In the middle of the chart, they have 5-star. I mean, they have all kinds of crazy stuff, satanic stuff all around. Now, I don't know how much that's true, because CERN has been around for a while. And yes, they do smash atoms and do all kinds of crazy stuff, but that's a part of it. If you guys are going into off the edge stuff, look that stuff up. It's kind of crazy. But guys, let's circle back to the pros and the cons here. For all the listeners who like their mysteries well-rounded, we've got credible sightings, government interest, and physics-defying incidents on the pro side. But there's a big question mark in the con column. No hard proof, just a lot of data. We still can't fully explain it, Gigi. I mean, and Gigi, you were in the military. I don't know if many people are, if you guys are ardent listeners to the podcast, you know that Gigi is an ex-Marine, like, do all that good stuff. But Gigi, let me ask you, what do you think about that? Do you believe the military is hiding something from us?
Well, yeah, obviously. I definitely think that the military is hiding stuff. And it's like, and I totally understand, because like, if they just released everything that they're working on to the public, then other nations get it. And then next thing you know, like, we're having to compete that much harder. So like, you say we go to war with Russia and we whip out these, you know, aircrafts that can like do what we're, you know, seeing in these reports are doing, like, there's absolutely nothing that they're going to be able to do to stand against us. Like, that's just, they're not going to be prepared for it. So in that sense, I understand. But again, to the same degree, like, you're skipping steps there, bud. Like, it's too advanced to comprehend.
And there's a lot more to this stuff. It's just not what we see or what we think. There is more pieces to this puzzle, because this didn't just happen. Like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, this has been going on since Roswell, New Mexico, 1950s, when that supposed UFO crashed there. And they had bio representation of life forms that they supposedly still have in Area 51. Now, we're not kooks. We don't wear the aluminum helmets. I mean, this is just a great episode, because this stuff has just come out from the National Archives through the Freedom of Information Act. So there are people who have seen these things and know these things that are high-ranking military officials, and some people who were in the actual annals of the Pentagon that say this stuff is absolutely 100% true. And Gigi was in he was a Marine. So I don't know if he saw, did you see anything, Gigi? Have you seen UFOs? Do you know anything about these aliens?
So I have more ghost stories than I do UFO sightings. I don't believe I've seen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to dig deep into my memory here. I don't think I've ever had an experience with any aliens.
We're going to do ghosts. Ghosts is going to be one of the next podcasts we do, because I got some ghost stories for you, because I've lived a little bit longer than you have, of course. But if you've never seen aliens, and to be honest, guys, I've never seen aliens. I have seen weird stuff in the skies, but I was like, it's probably the military. And I just put my head back down. I did have that one experience in my Boy Scouts. But we can't explain it, and nobody that I ever spoke to in the Boy Scouts could explain it, but we just all woke up on the other side of the mountain within a span of 6 hours to 10 hours, and we don't know what happened. This is back when I was a teenager, so, I mean, you know, back then in the 80s and 90s, you didn't ask questions. You're like, whatever. We just did it. But so what's the takeaway? Are we about to meet our galactic neighbors? Or is this all just a wild goose chase with new data coming in from the CIA, the Pentagon, and even the cosmos itself? One thing's for sure, the mystery of UFOs isn't going away anytime soon. And who knows? Maybe the truth really is out there.
Well, until then, man, keep your radars tuned. And remember, it's not always a weather balloon, but sometimes it totally is.
Sometimes it's what you think it is. Sometimes there's no explanation. And just sometimes you just may be drunk. But with all that being said, guys, this is yet another episode of the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. I've been Mr. Villain. And one of my lovely co-hosts here, Gigi Luigi. And this has been about UFOs and UAPs. Let us know what you think. Reach out to us. We're at Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast, at gmail.com. And anywhere you get your podcasts or your handles, from TikTok on down to Facebook, we're there. We want to hear from you. All right, guys, thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye. And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests, and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain. And it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted. This episode is dedicated to my dad, who is a true believer. And I know there's a lot of true believers out there, so this episode is dedicated to you guys as well. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you next time. When life storms rage, skies grow dim. We gather the shards, piece by piece within. Through tears and trials, we find our might. Let me take you higher toward the light. Let me take you higher beyond the pain. We're broken. Dreams land and hope remains. We'll rise from ashes like a phoenix bold. In the symphony of resilience, our stories unfold. When life storms rage and skies grow dim, we gather the shards piece by piece within. Through tears and trials, we find our might. Let me take you higher toward the light. Let me take you higher beyond the pain. Where broken dreams land and hope remains. We'll rise from ashes like a phoenix bold. In the symphony of resilience, our stories unfold.